I'm Lindsay Berkson. In 2012, boy, it's really been showing us that all calories are not equal, that the personality of a calorie is different than just the calorie content of a calorie. For example, we learned that chocolate, even though it has a lot of fat, which we thought would outweigh any of its benefits, doesn't, because the characteristic, the personality of chocolate is so health-promoting that even though it has higher calories, it is health-promoting. And the same thing with nuts. I know patients constantly tell me it seems counterintuitive that snacking on nuts, which are high in fat and calories, would help people lose weight. But sure enough, in the epidemiologic studies, they have found that consistently that people who snack on nuts and seeds have a better, easier time maintaining their weight. So it's the personality of a calorie that matters. 2012 is really driving that point home. Well, now we're seeing that various dairy products have different personalities, and some are kind on the bone and some are not so kind on the bone. And that's how life is. It's always complex and the devil is always in the details. We always want to have the simple answer, or these are the three steps to being a successful, effective human being, or this is the perfect food, eat these three foods, but it's really never like that. Is that? Is it? So a study by researchers at the Institute for Aging Research, an affiliate school with Harvard Med School, were taking a look at different dairy foods, milk, yogurt, and cream, and how they affected bone density. And they discovered that the personality of milk and yogurt is its kind to the hip, but not to the spine. So milk builds good bones in the hip, but not in the spine. Whereas cream, on the other hand, whipped cream, ice cream, actually causes lower bone density all throughout the body. Now they're next going to go on and test cheese, but they didn't have the lowdown on cheese yet. But this was published in February 1st, the Archives of Osteoporosis. And these findings really suggest what the last few years have been suggesting, that there isn't equality between anything, between calories, between dairy products, and I want to say even between individuals. Some people can consume dairy products and it can be healthy for them. Other people can have either levels of intolerance or allergies, delayed or immediate. Some people have problems with food that are not autoimmune, that are not immune related, and some people just have problems for other reasons. For example, there could be a lactase intolerance. You don't make the enzyme lactase, so you're lactose intolerant. So we are learning that calories vary and also dairy products vary. So pick your foods to support you, but know that not all foods are good for all parts of you, and everybody has to figure out their friendly and their unfriendly foods. And some of the dairy products are unfriendly for your bones. The ones higher in fat and sugar, cream, may be associated with more bone loss. BodyMindHormones.com. Bye.